The systematic destruction of ancient cultural sites in the Middle East and Africa especially by Islamist militant groups has increasingly become a focus of global attention as conflicts there intensify. The UN estimates that the illegal business of trafficking cultural property around the world could be worth upwards of $6 billion. Governments, UN agencies and the international police organisation Interpol have been working together to curb the burgeoning trade. But with the ongoing destruction of sites such as the temples of Palmyra in Syria, said Jordan's foreign minister, urgent action is needed.
Thus far, addressing this issue has been restricted to alarm, shock, condemnation, and the time has come for all of us to unite, to criminalize in every possible way, using international law, using United Nations Security Council resolutions, all these activities.
Nasser Judeh went on to describe what needs to happen now.
It is against this background that we have decided today to launch this open-ended partnership that will enhance the protection of cultural heritage and counter the illicit trafficking of cultural property. This effort will work alongside all international efforts and hopefully create wider awareness and action to face this threat.
Co-hosting the partnership launch at UN headquarters, Italian Foreign Minister Paolo Gentiloni said the terrorists' efforts to eradicate history was also an attempt to destroy diversity. He called for the creation of an international task force to protect precious cultural sites, using military force if necessary.
We consider that such proposal could concretely strengthen the capability of UNESCO in the protection of cultural sites. At the same time, such task force could be employed within UN peacekeeping operation. We consider that has already done in Mali.
On Saturday, an alleged extremist was transferred to the International Criminal Court to face charges of destroying monuments in the city of Timbuktu, a move that was praised at the event by the Director General of UNESCO, Irina Bokova. She hoped it would set a precedent for more arrests and called on all countries to be more proactive.
And I would take this opportunity once again to appeal to all states to share information, to do what is necessary in order to fight this illicit trafficking and, at the end of the day, to stop the financing of terrorism, financing of extremism.
The destruction of ancient buildings and their contents should be classified as a war crime, she said. The cultural treasures of ancient civilizations belong to the whole world, and it's the world's responsibility now to act, she added. Matthew Wells, United Nations.